Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Stories like these that make me so excited that I'm going to be jumping on a plane this weekend. There was a woman who went viral on TikTok sharing a recent experience she had while she was on a flight where her seatmate was curling her hair next to her.
How did she get that thing to work? Are there plugs on a plane?
I think so.
Can't have lithium battery, right?
No. I mean, maybe, yeah, she probably had it plugged in because you can plug in your charger and stuff,
Delta,
right?
Expensive, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this was a Spirit Airlines. Yeah. Yeah. But I was watching the video and I'm like, I get it. I would be mad. This woman who posted the video actually went to, like, the flight attendant was like, can you do something about this? I don't know if I would go that far because I think I'm that confrontational, but I think I would be doing the, like, seriously?
You'd be giving the look.
Oh, yeah. Daggers. Like, you're curling your hair, whatever. You want to look good when you get off the flight, good for you. But I'm not trying to get burned because I'm sitting next to you. Like, what if you hit turbulence?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
And your curling iron goes flying, and now it lands in my lap.
They'd probably give her the heads up, hey, you know, it's going to be a little rough, seatbelts on, curling iron's off. But unless that curling iron's getting dangerously close to you, maybe she was in the aisle and she was doing it with her right hand and it's not anywhere near you.
Well, so then you're going to get the flight attendant as she's going down the
aisle? No, she's not waving the wand like a lightsaber. She's not trying to burn people.
Yeah, but this isn't like we just do it really close. Like, if she's got long hair, you got to, you know, pull your hair out, curl it in, hold it for a second. And if she's like me and she holds it too long, then now you have the smell of burnt hair inside a confined space.
I'll give you that. Not a great scent. But if she's just doing it real quick and we're getting ready to descent and, you know, she's going to get off the plane, she's going somewhere, she's short on time, I don't see a problem with it. How many times do you do that in the car? You're quickly getting ready.
Obviously, not while you're driving. In the car. I can tell you that.
I don't think it's as crazy of a story as everybody's making it out to be.
Really? See, if it was like the Dyson Airwrap, where, like, it actually wraps around and it's just hot air, I might give her a pass. But this was like old school curling iron. We're talking about hot metal. What if that thing lands on the seat? And now the plane catches on fire.
I was going to say, it's not my plane. I don't have to worry about it. Yes, the plane being on fire would be an issue.
Yeah, a big issue.
I would agree with that. So I'd say if you are going to curl your hair on a plane, just be responsible and have a pretty tight grip on that thing.
Or go into the bathroom and do it.
Yeah, I forgot. You know, I've never been into an airplane bathroom.
What?
Mm-hmm. My 35 years of life. I have never once had to make that walk.
Been on like a 5-hour flight?
I've gone cross country.
And you just hold it?
Mm-hmm. I have my little cup of ginger ale.
That
and
you
that's
pee
it.
In and nobody sees?
No!
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Thank God for concealer. At least that's what Joe Buck was saying this weekend. The NFL reporter opened up after this weekend's games about how well his makeup artist does. He has 7-year-old twin boys, and he said he was breaking up a fight and caught it. I don't know if it was an elbow or what, but he ended up with a shiner to where his makeup artist had to cover it up to make it look like he did not have a black eye on TV.
Which these makeup people are professionals because you could not tell Joe had anything.
So good. So good. But seeing this story, I'm like, I think we've been there before, especially with little kids when they get a little rowdy. You know, like you're holding the baby and the head goes back. You get the fat lip.
We are in the middle of that right now. My wife just got one of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from little Banksy. He was, I don't think he was like tantruming or anything, but he's just one of those, like, he likes to move around and bop. And all of a sudden, like, Tori's lip was on the receiving end of it. Even Sunday night, I'm watching the Steelers game, and lame me, I have a replica Steelers helmet, so I put it on for the game. But my daughter comes up behind me, and she starts smacking me like crazy. And before you know it, I had like this pounding, severe headache. I'm like, okay, ow, baby, that hurts. So yeah, kids like to do some damage.
And sometimes it's innocent too. It's just like, oh, we're playing. Like, I remember I was running around the yard with the boys. We were playing hockey, and they tripped me. It wasn't on purpose. But I was like, okay, look, mommy's got a bleeding knee now because I was trying to keep up with the kids.
Rub some dirt on it. Get back in there.
Right? What was the injury that you got from your kid? Was it just a black eye, busted lip, something worse?
I kind of want to just know the accidental ones.
Well, yeah. No, hopefully these weren't intentional.
Please, 1-888-431-3764. You can call or text us. It's Callie and Anthony on K-Frog.
Have kids, it'll be fun, they say, until you're walking into work with a black eye like Joe Buck did this weekend. After doing all the NFL games, he shared a post or picture on social media of his black eye. He said he got it because he took a knee to the eye, separating his twin 7-year-old boys.
Ugh, ouch.
Kudos to his makeup artist. You could not tell.
You could, no. Which is insane. Those are professionals right there.
Oh, yeah. That concealer did its job. But being a parent, you go through those phases where you're like, okay, yeah, my kids are a little rough, and you might pick up an injury or two.
I didn't think about that until we started talking about this morning, and a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Jamie said, when my son was younger, he hit my husband in the mouth with a metal Tonka dump truck and broke out two of his front teeth.
Those things, they're hardcore. Those were built to last and built to knock out your front teeth.
I don't want to lose my front teeth.
Robin in Harupa Valley, let's hear about your kid injury.
It was my granddaughter. We were out in Ocotillo Wells, and she was like 2, and I was chasing her, and she stopped. And I grabbed her up, and my foot kicked her foot. I ended up doing a headfirst dive into a rock.
Oh.
Yes, I was hospitalized, and my memory has never been the same.
Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't land on her.
Well, that's good. Some positives. Did you end up needing stitches or anything of the sort?
No, I was wearing a beanie because it was Thanksgiving. That's the only thing that saved my forehead, but I literally had a 4-inch lump within, like, 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Do you like this grandchild still? Does she get Christmas presents?
Her. Yes, she is my little ginger monkey.
They just don't run around together anymore.
Yeah, I don't chase her. No.
Yeah, you would hope after an injury like that, you would learn your lesson. But Darcy in Huntington Beach texted and said, my son broke my nose with his head. He was 2 years old. A week later, he did the same thing, threw his head back and hit my nose that he had just broke.
Every day, I always look forward to coming home after leaving here. Now, I'm not so sure. I feel like it's going to be a danger zone. I'm going to be like walking around in bubble wrap in my house because I feel like the kids are just out to get me now.
Well, you have 2. Imagine Thomas Rhett, who is, what, 5 now at home?
He's going to have eyes everywhere.
You got to love him. And you know it's accidental, but it's going to happen. Those injuries that your kids give you. Joe Buck, the NFL reporter, over the weekend shared a picture of his black eye he received courtesy of his twin 7-year-old boys.
Yeah, they were fighting in a little spat. He got in the middle of it and boom, nice little shiner right there.
And sometimes you have the injuries where you're like, oh, that hurts. And then sometimes you have the injuries like Joe Buck where it actually leaves a bruise or even worse, broken bones that we're hearing about.
Yeah, we have a lot of like emergency room trips among these injuries.
541 text in says, I was chasing my middle son around the house. I was trying to get him to take a bath. He ran into the kitchen, knocked down the trash can. I tripped over it, broke my toe.
Awful, awful. And that makes me think of, right now, the problem that my wife and I always have with our toes is our son's high chair. Mm-hmm. It's sitting in the most just awkward spot in our kitchen because you know how big those things are. And every time we're walking around, we know it's there, but we stub our toes every single time.
Ashley and San Bernardino, let's hear about your kid injury. What happened?
So when they were little, good headbutt. When they were babies, they're teenagers now, but yeah.
How bad? Are we talking like black eye, broken nose?
No, nothing crazy, but, you know, like a little bloody lip.
when they're babies and they throw that head back and your mouth is just right there on the receiving end of it?
That tantrum, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to let you lay there.
You know, last night, the boys were getting ready to go fishing. They're still on vacation, so Art's going to take them fishing this morning. And Carter was getting all of his lines ready, and he had the hooks. And his hook got stuck in my Christmas tablecloth. So Mommy was not very happy, and so Mommy's going up, and I'm trying to get the fishing hook out of the tablecloth. Sure enough, because I'm a little upset, I'm going very fast. Fishing hook right into my thumb. Yeah. I know he didn't do it. It wasn't his fault. It was my fault because I was upset.
No,
but
you know why it was your fault? Because your Christmas tablecloth is still out, Kel.
I had to tell him. I was like, you need to walk away from Mommy right now.
You need to put your Christmas stuff away.
I need to throw it away now because it has all these holes in it.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You had a big day yesterday. First day back at work, and then you had to leave work and go be a hero to your wife?
I did. My wife called me just as I was pulling up, and I thought my Bluetooth was breaking up. I thought she was asking me if I needed anything from Sprouts, and me, cool, calm, and collected. Nah, babe, I'm good. I'm just going to go inside, and then eventually it all connected. She said, no, I need you to come to Sprouts. I forgot my wallet. She was in the checkout. She had both kids, the grocery cart full of food. And I said, all right, I'll be right there. So, she ended up switching purses, and I guess the credit card and all her wallet was in the other one. And, what a tough situation to be in.
How long did it take you from the initial call to, like, actually get to Sprouts?
Oh, no, it's right up the street from our house. So it was maybe, like, a 2 minutes, maybe, if that. So it wasn't bad.
It wasn't like she was standing there with a cart full of groceries for 15 minutes. And going, hello?
I don't even think they got to the point where they were like scanning all the items. Because I think once she got to the checkout line, I think it like kind of clicked. And she said, hang on, let me see if I have my wallet. And didn't. So by the time I got there, they had like the cart kind of pushed to the side. And she and the kids were waiting in their car. And I came up with my little Visa. Here you go. Give us our food.
Dad's here to save the day. There's nothing worse than that, though. That moment where, like, you feel like your heart drop of, oh, my gosh, I don't have my card.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty paranoid about that, especially, like, if I go out and I switch purses the next morning, making sure, like, okay, my card's back, my ID's back, my medical ID is back in my wallet because I don't want to, don't want to be caught somewhere and be like, I don't have any money.
I feel like it's different for men and women because, like you mentioned, like you're always switching purses. You never know where it's going to be. Me, I put my wallet on my nightstand every single night, and then it just goes right into my new pair of pants that I'm wearing the next day.
Oh, well, I might have screwed up Art over the weekend with that. He was caught without his wallet, but it was my fault.
What?
Got the details on that in 6 minutes. Where were you stuck and you realized you didn't have your wallet?
You can chime in, call, or text us at 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Anthony the hero yesterday, strolling into Sprouts with his Visa card to pay for all the groceries because your wife forgot her wallet.
Mr. Big Shot right here. Yeah, thankfully the card wasn't declined. Can you imagine that?
I just feel bad for her because I know that moment when you're like, okay, ready to pay, and you have that, I don't have my card.
Well, sure, and I'm sure it was, it's a whirlwind even just getting out of the house with two kids, remembering what you have to get, and then you get there, and you're doing all your shopping, and you're wrangling the kids, and finally you see the finish line, the checkout aisle, the conveyor belt, and it's like, oh my gosh, forgot it. My wife ended up switching purses, and her wallet was in the other one, so drove up the street and we got our groceries.
I accidentally screwed up Art with this while we were at the river.
Yeah, what happened here?
So we just got there and we didn't bring an ice chest or anything because we're like, oh, I'll just go into Parker. I'll do the grocery shopping and I'll be back in a couple hours. He's like, no problem. I'm going to take the kids to the pool. Well, while they were there, they got hungry. He didn't realize I took his card to go grocery shopping. So he's like, I don't have money to pay for the kids' lunch. Luckily, he had some cash on him, but I had the card. So he was doing let's see, the chicken fingers and fries are $7.99. And if they want a soda, they could split one.
Plus tax, count on his fingers.
Right? And so when I got back, I was like, you went and had lunch? How? I had your card. He goes, yeah, didn't figure that out until I went to pay.
See, cash, we talked about this before, Rick, was should we still carry cash? And that's a great reason why.
Check this out from the 909. It says, the worst place I've ever been stuck without my wallet was Boots in the Park in Norco 2 years ago. It was the hungriest, coldest concert of the year.
And depending on what time you get there, because it is an all-day event. Normally, gates open around like noon, and then you're there until sun goes down. So did you have to do like the, hey, mister, can you... Help me out here. I'm hungry.
I'm over here freezing.
Get a cardboard sign. Get some food.
Alicia in Riverside texted and said that the place she forgot her wallet was Disneyland. So we have season passes, so everything's on the app. I moved to a smaller purse to go to Disneyland and realized I didn't move my wallet over. So I survived on gift cards and anything else I had in my backpack at that time.
That may have been a very smart move to forget your wallet when you go to Disneyland.
True. Probably save some money that way.
You're saving a lot of money.
But you're not getting a churro.
You could smell them.
That's not the same.
That's enough.
So many people are texting and saying, okay, why do you guys not have your card on your phone or set up Apple Pay, something like that, where it's almost that backup?
Government. They'll take all my info. You can't trust it.
They can't take your money you don't have.
I have money. I told you my card wasn't declined.
Well, now you don't because you just paid for groceries.
What I'm saying is now if it's on there, I feel like it's easier for someone to hack in and get it.
909 says, I was at the gas station on empty, realized I left my card at home. Now I have my card saved on my phone. I will always have a secret stash in my car. Not anything big, but like 10 bucks or...
Can we talk about the other secret stash? Are we allowed to...
Just told Anthony. I said, that's why I always keep at least like 10, 20 bucks in my phone case. And I opened it up and I must have dug into it because I only have a dollar left in there.
I was waiting for some change to roll out.
So better restock that so I don't get stuck with a dollar at the gas station.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
One day back to work and yesterday I took a nap and it was one of those I woke up and I didn't know what day it was.
Oh,
naps.
Good for you.
But even more confusing is I woke up to a text message that says, hey, it's Jesse from Uber Eats, and I'm outside with your order.
Are you sleep shopping again?
Yeah, I was like, what did I order? It turns out I ordered something from Walmart the day before, and I knew it was getting delivered, but it got delivered with Uber Eats. Have you ever had that? Have you ever done like an online order for Walmart and got it delivered?
We actually, that's so funny you said that. We actually had a Walmart delivery come by yesterday. But my wife placed the order, so I don't know if it was like an Uber Eats thing. The text would have gone to her phone. But no, it was an unmarked car. Came walking up to the door, dropped off the bag. It was Walmart.
That is so weird.
Which, okay, was that the end of your story? Because I have something now.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just...
I can tell you.
No,
I
just thought of this. When they came and they put the bag on our doorstep, we have a sign on our door that says, we have a little baby here. Please do not knock on the door or ring the doorbell.
Right.
She rings the doorbell.
Oh,
and guess
come
who?
On.
And guess who was napping?
Little Banksy. Yeah. Now he's up.
Well, here's the thing. It didn't actually wake him up, thank goodness. But what's the point of even having that sign out there?
Well, you know what? I read this. I think it was over when we were on break. And I was like, okay, thank you, Yukaipa. I think we all need to do that. Yukaipa just started a new ordinance middle of December, where if you have one of those no soliciting signs, that can be enforced now, legally.
No way.
If you have it up and somebody comes to your door and to either ring the doorbell, knock on the door, or anything like that, you could actually call the cops over it.
Wow.
Yes.
That's just in Yukaipa.
Yes. Those no soliciting signs are legally binding now. So companies are to train their employees that if you see this and you're one of those companies that goes door to door, you cannot knock on the door.
And in the event where they do knock or ring the doorbell at a home in Yukaipa, what can the owner do?
Well, Yukaipa, you don't want to mess with Yukaipa.
I'm curious now. How far can this go? I'm not saying.
They call the cops.
I'm thinking maybe just tackle them and then call the law enforcement.
Honey, turn off the Ring camera.
Maybe it's best I don't live in Yukaipa right now.
I'm going to handle this myself.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
One day back to work, and yesterday I took a nap, and it was one of those I woke up and I didn't know what day it was.
Oh,
naps.
Good for you.
But even more confusing is I woke up to a text message that says, hey, it's Jesse from Uber Eats, and I'm outside with your order.
Are you sleep shopping again?
Yeah, I was like, what did I order? It turns out I ordered something from Walmart the day before, and I knew it was getting delivered, but it got delivered with Uber Eats. Have you ever had that? Have you ever done like an online order for Walmart and got it delivered?
We actually, that's so funny you said that. We actually had a Walmart delivery come by yesterday. But my wife placed the order, so I don't know if it was like an Uber Eats thing. The text would have gone to her phone. But no, it was an unmarked car. Came walking up to the door, dropped off the bag. It was Walmart.
That is so weird.
Which, okay, was that the end of your story? Because I have something now.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just...
I can tell you.
No, I just thought of this. When they came and they put the bag on our doorstep, we have a sign on our door that says, we have a little baby here. Please do not knock on the door or ring the doorbell.
Right.
She rings the doorbell.
And guess who
was napping?
Little Banksy. Yeah. Now he's up.
Well, here's the thing. It didn't actually wake him up, thank goodness. But what's the point of even having that sign out there?
Well, you know what? I read this, I think it was over when we were on break, and I was like, okay, thank you, Yucaipa. I think we all need to do that. Yucaipa just started a new ordinance middle of December where if you have one of those no soliciting signs, that can be enforced now legally.
No way.
If you have it up and somebody comes to your door and to either ring the doorbell, knock on the door, or anything like that, you could actually call the cops over it.
Wow.
Yes.
That's just in Yucaipa.
Yes. Those no soliciting signs are legally binding now. So companies are to train their employees that if you see this and you're one of those companies that goes door to door, you cannot knock on the door.
And in the event where they do knock or ring the doorbell at a home in Yucaipa, what can the owner do?
Well, Yucaipa, you don't want to mess with Yucaipa.
See, I'm curious now. How far can this go? I'm not saying.
They call the cops.
I'm thinking maybe just tackle them and then call. Call the law enforcement.
Honey, turn off the Ring camera.
Maybe it's best I don't live in Yucaipa right now.
I'm going to handle this myself.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I feel like you might need to rent a U-Haul. You're talking about how you're going on your road trip with your family and all the stuff you have to bring. Is that all going to fit in your wife's car?
Well, I'll tell you this. My wife has the RAV4. We are now having to take the Tundra because of how much stuff we're bringing. We're going to be in Arizona for a couple of days. We're taking off Friday. Going to be there through Monday. And with two kids... You know, the overpacking has begun. I mean,
you're pretty much packing up your house to take with you.
We got the Yeti that's going to be full. We got the double stroller. We've got, you know, X, Y, and Z of things. Because you have to prepare as if, okay, well, if this happens,
right,
then we need to bring this.
And it's one of those scenarios, it's better to have it and not use it than to get there and realize, uh-oh, we forgot fill in the blank.
100%. And thank goodness that's my wife's mentality, because with me, it's like, okay, everyone pack your small little suitcase. It's a quick road trip. Bada bing, bada boom, we'll be back. And I don't think of half of this stuff.
No. When she threw out the double stroller, did you bat an eye? Were you like, do we really need it?
Well, originally I thought, yeah, like, where are we going? We're going to be going to grandma's house most of the time. I don't really know what other activities we have planned, unless we go on like a hike or something, but I don't want to do that on my vacation. So I'll take it easy and eat.
When it comes to overpacking, is that more so Tori or you? Just as an individual packer, do you tend to overpack?
No, when I pack for myself, if I know I'm going to be gone 3 days, it's... three pairs of pants, it's three pairs of socks, it's three of everything. So I'm in trouble if I spill something on my shirt or my pants, or who knows what could happen, because I don't have a backup.
Yeah, hold on. I'm getting flashbacks to Stagecoach where every morning you forgot something.
Thank goodness Heather was a couple floors down. I took the elevator and I had to get hairspray. I had to get
tweezers.
Everything that I, yes. Well, who plans on packing tweezers? Normally you're groomed before you go, and all of a sudden that wonderful hotel bathroom lighting, you could see the pores and everything in your face. I'm like, oh, there shouldn't be hair there. I had to go pluck it out. Anyway, so I'm a terrible packer, yes.
Okay, well, it's a good thing
Thank
that
you.
Tori has you
Thank
covered.
Thank you for exposing that.
We'll be praying for you and your carload of everything you're taking out
there. I'll lay everything out tonight. We'll see how much stuff is actually there, because now I'm starting to think, well, maybe the Tundra is not going to be big enough.
You guys going to drive separately?
Maybe the U-Haul may be an option here.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
New year, new adventures. We want you to brag. What are you looking forward to in the new year? Let's say you have one of those old school calendars up on your wall. This is the day that you have circled that you're like, I cannot wait for. What is it?
How many you got?
I have two right off the top of my head that I can think of.
You know, I'm excited for things like my son's first birthday is coming up next month. And
right.
My daughter's going to be five. She's going to start playing sports. But then there was actually two on my list also.
Okay.
The first one, the child in me, which I'll get to do this with my kids. Toy Story 5 coming out this summer.
Okay.
June 19th.
You have that circled on your calendar.
Well, I'm going to have to go to the theaters to see it.
All right.
Right.
That's a good one.
You're looking at me like you're such a child.
No, I just hope it's better than Toy Story 4.
No, yeah, you and me both. Number two, now that we've flipped the calendar, we're in 2026, uh-huh. You realize Stagecoach is just a few months away.
Ooh, I think everybody is excited for that one.
There's nothing better getting on the grounds, and it has a certain feel and a certain smell, and just that weekend. And I'll tell you this, too.
The smell.
So the dust smell, you know, you like it for a day, and then you're coughing the rest of it. But we work like sun up to sundown
right.
When we're there. And I'll tell you what, it is one of the coolest things we get to do. I love getting to unwind because once we get back to the place where we stay, there's a pizza place there. I love grabbing a couple slices, going up to my room, kicking the boots off, watching Friends, just kind of relaxing, unwinding.
I see Anthony eating his pizza. I wave as I head to the casino. It's a great night.
That's right. All right, what's on your list?
Two things on my list. My family has always been a baseball family, but for the very first time, we're going to try a new sport, and Colt has decided that he wants to try flag football.
All right, Colt.
So he has signed up, and his very first game is circled and ready for this Sunday.
Already?
Already, yep. Kicking off the new year with a new sport. So I am very excited for him. Because I feel like he's played baseball because big brother Carter played baseball. You know what I mean? So when he expressed interest in playing football, you know, Art and I talked about it. We're like, we got to let him do his own thing. Find his own thing that he's passionate about. I don't know if this is going to be it, but we're going to try it.
Well, and here's what I love about your boys, too, is they typically don't. I know Carter's a big baseball kid, but Colt, I mean, he's been jumping around. He tried hockey before. And I love that you're trying all the sports to figure out what it is that you like instead of just sticking with one.
Yeah, and hopefully this is a little cheaper than hockey. And the second thing that I have circled on my calendar is I'm going to be a bridesmaid in a wedding in April.
Congratulations.
So just before Stagecoach, I get to do a little fun wedding, and it'll be a nice night out for Art and I, and there's already the bachelorette party planned and things like that. So I'm looking forward to all that stuff.
Where are you going for the party?
The bachelorette party?
Yeah.
There's talks right now. It is not solidified, but we are going to go do spring training.
No way!
The bride, Christine, is a big Dodger fan, too.
Okay, I was going to say Arizona or Florida.
No.
All right.
We're going to go see the boys in blue.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Fun. Good for you.
So what are you excited for in 2026? What is circled that you want to brag about? Big or small, we want to hear them all.
And if it's going to the movies, we accept that also. 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on KFrog.
Well, we are bringing the good news into 2026, talking about those things that you are excited to do this year. New year, new possibilities, whether it's Toy Story 5, which I actually believe you do have circled on your calendar.
And I guarantee you're going to end up in the seat next to me watching it also, because you're going to be so curious.
I don't know if I'll end up in the seat next year. I might ask you how it went.
And I'm gonna upsell it so big. And so you're going to end up going.
I'll wait till it's streaming on Disney Plus to actually get my my subscriptions worth. What is it that you're looking forward to in the new year? JD in Riverside, what is it for you?
I've got 2 days circled on my calendar. September 19th, my daughter is getting married in Utah. And November 23rd, my son is getting married in the Dominican Republic. We got the passports, we got the rooms, we got everything. So we're ready to go.
Fun. Well, congratulations to you and the family.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Brianna and Rialta, what are you looking forward to in 2026?
My firstborn, sweet 16, is in May.
Aww.
And then we are going to hopefully go to Hawaii and renew our 10 years in September.
That is very exciting.
Yes, a lot of planning.
How many people are you going to invite to the renewal? Is that going to be like a big thing or intimate?
I'm going to take a picture of you guys in my suitcase. You'll be there in spirit.
We get to come? No way. Okay, lather up a lot of sunscreen on us.
Especially me. I burn easy.
Yes. Me too.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like 2026 is going to be your year.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Check this out. Text message from the 714. Big thing I'm looking forward to this year. My wife to finish beating breast cancer. Her last treatment comes in October.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Love hearing that. A lot of people excited for some projects to get done. We got some new kitchens. I forgot we're doing like a whole backyard thing. We're going to build a new deck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that. But also I'm like, okay, I have to get to work and I actually have to do it.
Yeah, that's not circled on the calendar because will it get done? 909 says, I'm going to get my license this year. I just need to finish my behind the wheel class. Congratulations to you. I have another one here from the 909. I'm turning 40 this year and I'm going to be taking my husband on his very first cruise.
These are all great. I did not expect us to be going to Hawaii. Yes, it's via photo, but how thoughtful is that we're going to be part of a vow renewal?
I mean, could we maybe actually go to Hawaii?
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Yeah?
I need a vacation.
We got to call Brianna back.
I know.
We got to see.
Brianna, can we actually get like a real invite to your wedding?
You have extra funds?
Hey, Sal.
Hank?
going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.